Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. Science and technology that affects you. Science and technology that changes your view of the universe we live in. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, why don't you give us a call? You can always call us at 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. When you hear the beep, leave your name, call letters in the radio station or the website you're listening to, and the city you're calling from, and hey, maybe you can get out over 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic, as well as the internet. And also, why don't you find out more about what I do? Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, or go to my Facebook site. And on Facebook, I have about 5 million fans on Facebook. And I've written 5 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one is called The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. And it's about what I do for a living. I'm a professor. I'm a physicist. I work in something called string theory. In fact, I'm the co-founder of one of the main branches of string theory called string field theory. And string theory, we think, though we cannot yet prove, could be the theory that eluded Einstein in the last 30 years of his life. A single equation that unifies all the laws of physics. The master equation for the universe. In fact, Nobel Prize winners have split on the question. Some Nobel Prize winners say, ha, too much hype, not enough substance. Other people say, no. Other Nobel Prize winners have said that, well, no, this could be it. This could be the theory of everything. Well, find out what all the excitement is about. Get a copy of my book, The God Equation, The Quest for a Theory of Everything. Well, in this hour, we're going to take your listener phone calls and also answer some of the emails that I get. I get so many emails, it's better to simply bunch them together and answer them one at a time. But first of all, let's take a listener phone call, and then afterwards I'll answer some of the emails that I get. So let's take the first listener phone call.
Yes, this is Dave. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm listening to your program on KFBX, I believe it is, 970. And my question is, just recently I've heard that the universe's mass, if it was changed by the mass of a 10 cents coin, either plus or minus, that humans could no longer live on the earth. Is this true, or is there something that I'm missing? Thank you very much.
Well, that's partly true, and it's based on a theory. So let me explain what the theory is all about. When you look at the instant of creation, that is, the Big Bang itself, you want to know the characteristics, the physical characteristics of the Big Bang. First of all, the net spin. What was the net spin of the universe? Well, if you take a look at the spin of all the galaxies out there, they spin in all directions. And if you add them up, what do you get? Zero. The net spin of the universe is zero. Now, what about the net charge? We have positive charges and negative charges. And what is the net charge of the universe? It's also zero. The positive charges cancel exactly the negative charges. And that's why your body, for example, doesn't fly apart. If your body had more plus charges than negative charges, your body would fly apart. It doesn't, because plus charges and minus charges balance each other out. And now let's take a look at energy. We have positive energy of mass, the stars, the galaxy, the atoms, your body. All of that gives you positive energy. But gravity is attractive, not repulsive. And so you can show that gravitational energy is negative compared to the positive energy of bricks and stones and stars and galaxies. And when you add them together, what do you get? Zero. So in other words, the universe probably started from nothing. Now, of course, this is just a theory, but the theory says that if the universe started from nothing, it would have zero charge, zero spin, and zero net mass. And that's what the universe is like today. Now, some people say that there's a slight misbalance there, that our universe is actually inflationary. That is, it is a quantum event, and it's like a soap bubble that constantly bubbles. Now, think of the universe of Einstein. Einstein said the universe is a bubble of some sort. We live on the skin of the bubble, and the bubble's expanding. That's called the Big Bang Theory. But inflation theory and also string theory says that Big Bangs can be happening all the time. Big Bangs giving you a bubble bath of universe. In fact, Stephen Hawking called it space-time foam. It's like a foam, a bubble bath, where universes keep sprouting all the time. Now, what does that mean for your question? If the universe is exactly balanced, plus and minus, even a coin, even a nickel, would make a difference in the net amount of matter in the universe. And then the universe would not have come exactly from nothing. So there's a debate among physicists today. Did the universe come from nothing or not? If it came from absolute nothing, then of course at the beginning of time, the positive energy of matter cancels the negative energy of gravity, giving you exactly zero. Or maybe there's inflation, in which case it's a little bit of leftover matter. Now, you may say to yourself, how do you prove this? Well, you prove it by adding things up, by adding up all the charges, adding up all the masses, and of course you can't do that. We can only approximate that. So in other words, the bottom line is, we don't know. The leading theory so far that fits the data is inflation. In other words, the universe is a bubble bath of universes, or the space-time foam, as Stephen Hawking called it. Universes butting off universes all the time. And then the question that I get often is Elvis Presley still alive in one of these parallel universes? Well, if you go to the theater, almost all the superhero movies are based on the multiverse. That is, if Spider-Man gets into trouble, what does he do? He enters the multiverse and gets other Spider-Men from different universes to help him out. Where does that come from? Where did the multiverse come from? It didn't come from a comic book. It came from physics. Because in physics, we do seriously take into consideration the idea that our universe may not be alone, that our universe may exist in a sea of other universes. In fact, I just wrote an essay for the New York Times. It'll be coming out in a few days. And in that essay that I just wrote for the New York Times, I mention the multiverse theory, that it's more than just Spider-Man existing in several different universes or the Avengers living in a multiverse of universes. No, this is now being taken very seriously by the world's top physicists. So, is Elvis Presley still alive in another universe? If his theory is correct, the answer is yes. Okay, well, let's move on, because what I want to do is answer a lot of the emails that I get. And after the break, I'm going to talk about the future of this space program. What the hell is happening with the International Space Station? Is it going to become a piece of space junk? Is it going to be deorbited and land in the Pacific Ocean? Well, stay tuned when we talk about the future of space travel. This is Science Fantastic. Give us a call at 612. 1-800-564-8135. If you want to have your thoughts heard on the internet and 100 radio stations that carry science, fantastic.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Harry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Med Away, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get on the air and ask that question. Make that comment that you've always wanted to make about science, but, well, never had the opportunity. Never had the opportunity, but this is your opportunity. You can get on the telephone, call 612-564-8135, and ask that question that's always been bothering you. Well, before the break, I mentioned the fact that there is bad news from outer space. The International Space Station, costing over $100 billion, the work of many nations, may eventually become space junk. First of all, the Russians, because of the Ukrainian situation, have said that they're pulling out. They've had it. They're pulling out of the International Space Station. And that alone is a setback because, well, who's going to pay the bills? And then the United States, NASA, has come out and saying that by 2031, write that down on your calendar, 2031, that's it for the space station. Unless they can find an alternative revenue stream, The International Space Station, the ISS, will be deorbited and will plunge into the Pacific Ocean in a fireball, a gigantic fireball from outer space, as your taxpayers' money burn up in outer space. Well, the International Space Station has had a rocky history from the very beginning. Originally, it was cooked up by President Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan wanted a station up there called Freedom. It was supposed to be a beacon of hope for all the free nations, the space station Freedom. But then people pointed out, hey, wait a minute, this is going to be expensive, really expensive. Why don't we share the cost and make it an international space station? Well, the Soviet Union was cracking up. It looked as if the Cold War was winding down. And so people said, yes, let it be a beacon of cooperation. How much science is going to be done on it? Not so much. It's not really a scientific mission. I mean, what do? Look at frogs jumping in weightlessness? They don't do much science on the International Space Station, but it became a symbol, a $100 billion symbol of international cooperation without a real scientific mission. So what does it mean now? Unless somebody with deep pockets starts to say, I'm going to pay the bills, the space station will be deorbited. Now, you may say to yourself, then what's going to be left? Well, the Chinese. The Chinese have their space station, and NASA eventually wants to put a space station around the moon. Now, how does that work? First of all, the real destination for NASA is going to be Mars. But there's two ways to get to Mars. One way is to first go to the moon, create a space station around the moon, and then create the rocket as you are circulating around the moon, which will make the leap to Mars. That is the current strategy. The current strategy of NASA is to let the International Space Station become space junk, create a new space station that orbits the moon, from there build a new rocket in space that'll go to Mars. That is the current strategy of the United States. But there's an alternate strategy because Elon Musk has other ideas. Elon Musk says, well, why not make it to Mars in one jump? Why do we have to go to the moon at all? Now, of course, Elon Musk and SpaceX are involved with NASA's program of going to the moon. But he also says, why not make it one jump? So Elon Musk is also funding the Starship. What is the Starship? The Starship is more than just an any old rocket that simply goes to the moon or goes to the Mars. No, it's really a space bus to take you throughout the solar system. And that's why Elon Musk has a vision not of creating one rocket that simply goes to Mars and back. No, he wants to create, in some sense, a bus, an interplanetary bus that'll take humans throughout the solar system. Wow, talk about big thinking. And of course, when he goes to Mars, he envisions eventually creating a colony on Mars of perhaps a million people. A million people settlement on Mars. Now, how realistic is that? Well, let's be blunt about it. To go to the moon takes 3 days. You launch a rocket, 3 days, you're on the moon. What does it take to go to Mars? Well, Mars is a whole different ball of wax. To go from the Earth to Mars takes about 5 to 9 months. 9 months in outer space, weightlessness in outer space where you're exposed to radiation, space dangers. Then when you land on Mars, you can't return because you have to wait for the alignment of the planets. It takes a few more months to wait for the alignment of the planets, which opens up every 2 years, which means that the astronauts can then go for a return mission back to the Earth another 9 months. So the complete round journey is 2 years. 2 years of your life. 9 months going, 9 months coming back, and the rest waiting for the planets to align. Is it doable? Well, yes, it's doable. But the question is cost. What is it going to cost? Well, Elon Musk is the richest man in the world. He has a lot of money to throw at this, and that's his dream. His dream is to become a multi-planet species. Is that practical? Well, in the short term, no. But what about the long term? Well, you got to think big when you think about outer space. The dinosaurs, when you think about them, the dinosaurs did not have a space program. And, sorry to say, that's why there are no dinosaurs here today to talk about it. The dinosaurs got wiped out 66 million years ago because they didn't know what hit them. An object about 6 miles across plowed into the Yucatan Peninsula of Mexico, flooding the Gulf of Mexico, cutting off sunlight for perhaps a year or so, wiping out the dinosaurs in the process. So the dinosaurs did not have a space program, but we do. And so NASA is already making the first attempts to intercept and deflect an asteroid with our name on it. Yes, NASA has a space probe out there. It was launched last year. Its mission is to intercept a test asteroid in outer space and hit it with something, an explosive charge, to deflect it, to see whether or not you can deflect an asteroid that's coming at you from outer space. Well, I think that's a noble effort because it's part of a guarantee. A guarantee that humans will survive if we are hit by a killer asteroid. Now, a real big asteroid is headed toward the Earth, a trial run in 2029. It's called Apophis. This asteroid is about 1,000 feet across, bigger than the Rose Bowl, 1,000 feet across. If it were to hit the Earth, Apophis would be not just a city buster, it would be a nation buster, capable of taking out England, for example. So that's something that we have to track very carefully. Now, the latest results of our space probes show that Apophis will skim the Earth, fly underneath our satellites, but not impact on the Earth. That's a relief. So it turns out that you will see it with the naked eye. In 2029, if you look up, you will see Apophis with the naked eye. No binoculars necessary, as it whizzes underneath our satellites. An object 1,000 feet across, coming at you at about 40,000 feet per second, 40,000 miles per hour, an object that would wipe out, for example, England, if it were to hit England, and it's going to whiz right by us. That's not the danger. The danger is on the second pass, in 2036, Apophis is going to come back. And at that point, we don't know for sure if it's going to miss us. The latest computer program I saw says that it'll probably miss us both times, 2029, 2036. But it's not a guarantee. Maybe, just maybe it might hit us on the second time around. And we are sitting ducks without the capability of shooting down an asteroid. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135, and maybe you can get on 100 radio stations that carry Science Fantastic. So, give us a call.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The busy shopping weekend continues, and around 115 million Americans are expected to shop. That's according to a forecast from the National Retail Federation. Black Friday will likely be the busiest shopping day of the weekend, followed by Cyber Monday, when almost 64 million people are projected to shop. These shoppers sharing with Fox News a few of the deals they were able to snag.
Microwaves for $20 and air fryers for $40. It's like, hey, I can't beat that. It would have been 6-18. I paid 306.
The United States and England tied in their World Cup match 0-0. The United States will need a win against Iran on Tuesday to advance past the group stage. In an abbreviated trading day on Wall Street, the Dow gained 152 points to close at 34,347. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile your questions. This is your opportunity to call 612-564-8135 and share your thoughts about this great universe of ours. It's a science program talking about the science of space, medicine, the science of computers, whatever hits the headlines. Well, let me say a few things about something that I rarely talk about, and that is the science of warfare. You see, I've been in the United States infantry. I was in the United States Army for 2 years at the height of the Vietnam War. And I learned some things by learning military science when I was doing my basic training at Fort Benning, Georgia, and doing machine gun fire at Fort Lewis, Washington. The lessons, the science of warfare. You know, the science of warfare is older than the science of physics or biology or chemistry. The science of warfare goes all the way back when we had sticks and stones waging warfare against each other. And so I took courses in the science of warfare. And the first thing they tell you The first thing that holds together your troops in a war is the chain of command. And if you look at the chain of command that the Russians had, you see enormous holes and gigantic areas where the chain of command basically fell apart. First of all, the Russian chain of command, they lost seven senior generals. It's hard to fight a war when you lose seven of your top generals in that war. And what holds a chain of command together? Well, of course, the generals give you orders, but it's the sergeants who actually carry out the orders. They're the ones who've been through warfare. They've seen it all. They're the veterans of many wars. It's the sergeants, the NCOs, the non-commissioned officers that hold it all together. And what did the Russians have? No sergeants. Amazing. Trying to fight a war without the seasoned battle-hardened troops called sergeants. And then, what about the raw recruits? The raw recruits, how much training do they get? 1 year. I mean, how can you train somebody to fight into a battle with just one year after you're conscripted into the military? And, of course, logistics. Logistics, logistics, logistics. It's all about that. You have to be able to supply your troops with food, with shelter, with clothing. You have to make sure that they get the ammunition. They get the weapons necessary to fight. But what happened? The logistics of the Russians fell apart. First of all, because of the winter season, a lot of their tanks got mired in the mud and they became sitting ducks. Sitting ducks to anti-tank weapons that can blow the treads right off a tank. Now, a tank sounds formidable. It looks gigantic and invulnerable, but it has weak spots, two weak spots. One is the treads of the tank, which can be blown off by anti-tank weapons. And second of all, the turret. If you hit the tank at the neck of the turret, you can blow the top right off and totally immobilize a tank. In fact, I fired one of these things. The anti-tank weapon is light, deadly. It's a long tube about 4 feet long. You put it on your shoulder. You put the eyepiece right next to your eyeball. You aim it at the tank and blow the turret right off the tank. And that's what the Ukrainians did. They made mincemeat out of this long chain of tanks that they thought were going to roll over the Ukrainians. Nope, it didn't work that way. In hindsight, we said that the Russians violated all the rules of warfare. Well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of science on Science Fantastic. Give us a call, 612-564-8135 is the number to call if you want to get on the air and ask that question that's always been bothering you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call if you want to have your questions heard on national radio. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Well, let me make some parting comments about warfare. I was in the United States Infantry for 2 years, and I had to take many courses in battlefield tactics, chain of command, logistics, training, and so on and so forth. And the number one mistake that you can make as an officer is overconfidence. And that's exactly what the Russians had, a huge dose of overconfidence. The Russian military bowled over Syria. They bowled over Georgia. They bowled over the opposing forces because they outnumbered them. They overwhelmed them. They were shooting at peasants, basically, in many of these wars. And the Russians got cocky. They said, we're 10 for 10. We're winning everything. We're just bowling over Chechnya, Syria, Georgia. And they thought that the Ukraine would be just like that. But you realize that Ukraine is the second largest European country in all of Europe. They're advanced. They have a munitions factory which makes cruise missiles. They're not the average Syrian or Third World or Chechenian Republic that you can simply flatten. Nope. The Ukrainians have a modern force. And that modern force created a homegrown industry of rockets that sunk the Moscow. Their number one flagship, their number one warship was sunk by one of the Ukrainians' homegrown cruise missiles. And so I think the Russians had a huge dose of overconfidence, and that's why they're losing. Their recruits were told they're going to be coming in just for a training mission. Just a few weeks and it's all over. Nope. The Russian troops were conscripts. They didn't realize that the Ukrainians were fighting back, shooting back at them. They thought it was a training mission. It was just going to be an exercise, only to find out that people were dying as a consequence of the overconfidence of the generals. Well, anyway, so much for the science of warfare. And now let me say a few things about the science of medicine. There are several things happening in the field of medicine which have revolutionized our understanding of disease. Among them, Alzheimer's disease and prions. You know, when you take a look at somebody with Alzheimer's disease, realize that it's very difficult to get a confirmation unless you do an autopsy. And when you do an autopsy on someone with Alzheimer's, you find that there's a gummed up substance, amyloid proteins, beta and tau amyloid proteins, which gum up the brain. And then the question is that the cause of Alzheimer's? Well, not actually, because there are some people who have a clear mind all the way to the very end, a very clear mind, but when you do an autopsy on them, you find that their brain is full of this gummy amyloid protein. In other words, there's no one-to-one correspondence between Alzheimer's disease and amyloid proteins. So what causes Alzheimer's? Now we realize that there are at least two forms of this gummed-up protein. You see, proteins are so complicated that they look like a gigantic string that winds in one direction or another. In other words, protein molecules can be left-handed or right-handed. And then they found out that it's the right-handed version of the amyloid protein that's associated with Alzheimer's. That solves the mystery. Why is it that some people can have a gummed-up brain and still have a clear mind? How is that possible? Well, if the gum-up substance is the left-handed substance, then you don't necessarily come down with Alzheimer's disease. And so this is, in some sense, a breakthrough in our understanding. The thinking now is that Alzheimer's are caused by prions, a new kind of disease different from ordinary germs and viruses. Well, let's take a short commercial break. But after the break, we're going to continue a discussion of the latest developments in medicine. Alzheimer's disease, cancer. We'll talk about these diseases and the latest developments on the medical front on Science Fantastic. And give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135 if you want to get on Science Fantastic. Give us a call.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're opening up to your questions. I get a lot of emails. There's no way I can answer each email, so I'll simply answer a lot of them on air. And one set of questions I get is, what's the latest concerning these incurable diseases? Incurable, like ALS, Parkinson's, and Alzheimer's disease. Well, it used to be that we didn't know what caused Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and diseases like ALS, which afflicted the cosmologist Stephen Hawking. Now we realize it could be prions. So what is a prion? Well, in high school, we learned that there are germs which can replicate. That's why they're dangerous. They make copies of themselves. They can infect you. We have bacteria. And we have viruses. But now we realize there's a third category. A third category whose discovery led to the Nobel Prize being offered to the person who figured it all out. These are called prions. Prions are misshapen protein molecules. Now it used to be thought that misshapen protein molecules are just that. They're just misshapen, but that's about it. Now we realize that when they hit other prions, I mean other protein molecules, they can cause them to curl up incorrectly as well. In other words, they can spread. This is new. This is worth a Nobel Prize. That prions can spread by direct contact. When prion folds up the wrong way and bumps into a normal protein, it can cause the normal protein to fold up the wrong way too. Now we realize that in Alzheimer's disease, it's the right-handed version of the prion, the protein molecule, in the amyloid protein that is linked to Alzheimer's disease. And then people began to study Parkinson's and also study ALS. And they began to realize, oh my God, prions, instead of being this oddity, this one-of-a-kind germ, is now we realize that they could be the cause for all these incurable diseases. Parkinson's, which afflicts Michael J. Fox, and ALS, which afflicted the cosmologist Stephen Hawking. They could be caused. These diseases could be caused by prions, because prions can spread and infect the body. They infect you by bumping into other copies, other protein molecules, and causing them to fold incorrectly as well. That's how they spread. And so we could be witnessing now a breakthrough in our understanding of these incurable diseases, diseases that are caused by prions that can spread by direct contact. Also, let me say a few things about cancer. The FDA has just approved a new form of therapy for cancer, a way of detecting cancer, and that's called liquid biopsy. It used to be that you had to go into a hospital or a doctor's office and have bits and pieces of a tumor analyzed, and that was called a biopsy by sampling the tissue. Well, now we have liquid biopsies that are being authorized and legalized by the government, which allows you to take a simple blood test, to find out whether you have cancer cells circulating in your blood. And eventually, we'll take samples of your urine and your saliva to give you liquid biopsies. How effective they are? At the present time, liquid biopsies on the market are effective against 50, count them, 50 different types of cancer. And how do they work? They work by analyzing your bodily fluids, blood, saliva, urine, whatever. And you can do this in the privacy of your home. Eventually, this will be part of any toilet. Your smart toilet will pick up proteins, enzymes, cancer cells, and alert you to cancer perhaps years before a tumor forms. You see, by the time you get a tumor, you have billions, billions of cancer cells growing in your body. Wouldn't it be great if you could simply take a blood test and detect the presence of cancer cells in your body, maybe a few hundred of them, years before a tumor forms? This means, ladies and gentlemen, that in the future, the word tumor could disappear from the English language. Think about it for a moment. We don't talk about bloodletting anymore. We don't talk about leeches anymore. But during the time of George Washington, that's how you treated diseases. In fact, what killed George Washington? We think what killed George Washington, the father of our country, was the fact that he underwent bloodletting. That's what they did in those days. They thought that blood was dangerous. That blood was not the life-giving substance that we treasure today, but that blood caused bad humors, which caused disease. Nope, it was the opposite. So we don't talk about bloodletting. We don't talk about leeches anymore. And in the future, perhaps we won't be talking about these, about the way in which we diagnose cancer via biopsies, liquid biopsies, done by the convenience of your home, via perhaps a smart toilet, a smart sink, or a blood test to detect cancers before they form. Also, let me say a few more things. Some scientists are now getting together to celebrate the year 2024, the 50th anniversary of when we sent a probe into outer space, advertising our existence to alien civilizations. I think that's a bad idea. We should not advertise our existence to alien civilizations until we know if they're out there, until we know they have good intentions, and they come in peace. So watch for it. 2 years from now, some people will celebrate the 50th anniversary of when we sent a probe into space, advertising our presence with the radio telescope. Bad idea. Well, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call at 612-564-8135 if you want to get on national radio to talk about that question that's always been bothering you about science and technology. Good day.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.